The Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men, this is impossible, but for God, all things are possible." And Peter said to him in reply, "We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory. You will yourself sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or lands, for the sake of my name, will receive 100 times more, and will inherit eternal life. Many who are first will be last. The last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. These beautiful readings today are such a powerful reminder that our end goal is eternal life in heaven. And because of our human nature, we do worry about things of this world. And oftentimes we work ourselves over things that are passing. Leaders come and go, movements come and go, but what will always remain is Jesus. And our Lord is challenging us today at this gospel to focus on what is really important, to live a life of service, to live a life of generosity, and to remember that if we give Jesus our life and don't hold back, he's going to bless us in ways that we never imagine. That is what this Mass is about this morning in these readings. Sometimes we give too much attention to people and we worry about their decisions and all that, and we're neglecting the person who is truly the one that loves us the most. That's Jesus. So be reminded of that today when you listen to the news or you encounter somebody at work or wherever it is, that Jesus Christ alone is going to lead us to heaven. So my friends, live a generous life. Don't hold back. And if our Lord is asking you to do something, do it, because you will be blessed in ways that you never imagined. So how is the Lord asking you to be more generous with your life today?